we've done worse.
We have done worse.
Yeah, we've done better.
We've yeah, we had you muted an entire episode. Oh,
villain night. Glorious day. I could say anything that I wanted.
There was that episode that Jenna just wasn't saying anything.
For half an hour. I went back and timed it, motherfucker. It was a half a goddamn hour. I was like, 10 full minutes. Wait a minute. No, I think it was longer than 10. Half a fucking hour.
Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Salsa?
So anyway, James.
Jesus fuck.
God damn it.
Man.
Oh, shit. What are you drinking?
What are we drinking? Well, first, we'll start with Jenna. What are you drinking? Yeah.
I don't know. It's mead, yes. But I don't know anything else about it, so you're going to have to explain yep. this one.
That is a mead that was brought to our house by a coworker of my wife. The IT guy at her school came over for dinner.
IT guys love their mead.
But he brought his family over for dinner, and I was, I think, working at a hockey game, so I wasn't there. When I got home, Radley was like, yeah, he makes mead, and he does woodwork, and he does all these things. I was like, and I missed all of this? What?
Aww. God damn it.
Anyway, new friend was there, and I didn't get to meet him.
Do you know anything else about this particular mead, or should I just sip it?
It's a regular mead, no just a bells mead? And whistles, yeah, no flavors or anything like that. Just straight up honey mead.
Oh, that is honey mead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can taste that honey.
Oh, yeah. No, it's didn't pull any punches on it either.
Wow. It's like I'm drinking not like pure honey, but like a slightly watered down. Like if you put a lot of honey in your tea.
Yeah, I do.
And then but it cools down a bit, but it's already all mixed in.
Say it slowly. So.
It's a little thick and syrupy.
Yeah. It's not quite thick and syrupy, but it is. It's like right before that point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do indeed.
Mm-hmm. This is glorious. Make sure to thank your new friend if you ever meet them.
Yeah. I will absolutely do that. Yes.
Oh goodness.
So that's what Jenna is drinking.
Yeah.
I will suffice it to say at the moment that James and I are drinking a beer.
Yes.
And I will be cagey for the moment because I will get there in my story.
Oh.
So not free range.
So no, not free range. I'm being very cagey. I don't leave the house. Are you kidding?
That's fair.
Yeah. There are people out there and that's disgusting.
Is this
gross?
Free range salsa? Have you ever had free range salsa? Are you kidding me? No.
Nobody wants him outside. Least of all him.
So excited for my new house where I can run around the Lynn Lake area.
Mm-hmm.
I've had free range salsa. I got it at Trader Joe's, and
I needed a ride. Okay.
Anyway,
you were two blocks from work.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, lazy and why too. Walk when you can drive? That's why we have cars. Anyway, no, I'll get into this story really quick. What I did this weekend is I took my daughter to a birthday party.
Oh.
Now, you might think that this story is about my daughter and her birthday party, but no, it is not. We quickly shift away from this scene to a different scene. Because as I am dropping my daughter, one of her hockey teammates from hockey just had her birthday and had her birthday party at a gymnastic school.
Huh.
Okay.
So, you know, just a dozen, you know, preteen girls all running around on pads and swings and bounce jumping off of seams and exactly, you know,
yeah.
Which sounds like a fucking good time. I'll be honest.
It sounds like fun.
It's not. I walked in and I went, I kind of want to stay.
Yeah.
But I got
As someone who used to do gymnastics, it is real fucking fun.
Oh yeah, no, I wrestled and my sister's gymnastics, and I love that stuff because Anyway, but no, so I drop her off. And, you know, the mother of the birthday girl
accused
is like, you know, just come back in an hour and a half, you know, and I was like, cool, you know, as I was pulling up in here, I noticed that we are across the street from Bald Man Brewing Company.
Uh-huh.
In Eagan. So that's where I'm going to be.
Yes.
So this that's where I went. Nice. I stepped across the street to Bald Man Brewing, and they had... So I pulled up, and I don't even get in the front door, because outside the front door is a food truck.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, yeah.
And they had Chilean empanadas. And I got two. I got a chorizo empanada.
Oh, my God.
And a mushroom empanada.
My mouth is watering. Say it slower. Fuck.
Fuck, they were good. Fuck, they were so good. So goddamn good. And this is even before I've, like, gotten my beer yet. So I go inside, I go up to the counter, I order, I think I had a honey brown ale the first round, you know. Mm-hmm. Sat down, realized I didn't have my book with me, pulled out my phone, realized I had, like, 20% battery.
Oof.
Just like, well, I guess we're gonna see how long this lasts.
Shit, yeah.
But no, it was fine. So I kind of turned the brightness on my phone way down until I could hardly see it, and proceeded to just have a pint and space out for a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or as he usually calls it, podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but I got to finish my first drink. The first drink was pretty good.
Yeah.
Got my second drink. And the second drink was manna from heaven. And that is what we are drinking right now.
Ooh.
This is Bald Man Brewing Company's, got to get the name, Hazy Shade of Winter.
Hey.
Hazelnut Brown Ale.
Oh.
And it is.
Well, that sounds classy.
Yeah, some lawn chairs.
Yeah, you'd best
get
try
the aroma,
that.
Though.
God damn.
I smell hops.
No, I smell hazelnut.
Here. Okay. Let me do this proper. Oh, actually, that does smell lovely.
Yeah.
Mm. But then there's also hops. So.
Oh.
All right.
What are your thoughts,
nutty.
James?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please do.
Because you've had this before, so we want, mm-hmm. we want James's reaction.
Holy fuck, that's really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like eating Nutella and having a Newcastle, but together, and it's...
So you guys are having Nutella, and I'm having honey.
Fucking we're having Nutella, is what we're having.
Mm-hmm. Nutella.
Nutella. It's pronounced Nutella.
One of them is made with hazelnuts, and the other one is made with the cousin of an elk.
Nutella.
Nutella. It's pronounced fucking Nutella.
I actually don't have a dog in this game. I just like poking at you.
Do you have a new in this game?
No, I have a nut.
Ah.
It's Nutella.
You're nerd dick.
Yeah.
It's not, though. It's Nutella. It's how it's fucking pronounced. Anyway, no.
How it's pronounced by whom?
By every fucking one.
It's pronounced Heath.
Who knows how to pronounce it fucking correctly? By the company, by the country it comes from, fucking everyone. It's pronounced Nutella.
All right, it's Nertla from now on.
Nutella.
Anyway.
Nertla.
Nertla.
No, it's
you get
hazelnutty, and it's creamy, and there's a roastiness in there that's almost chocolatey.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I was smelling a little bit of chocolate off that, yeah.
Mm.
Or like what could have been chocolate.
It is very good.
Pretty fucking good. Nice. Yep.
Mm.
Well, I'm glad you have Nutella beer.
So I got done with my pints, and, you know, it was about 15 minutes before I was supposed to pick up my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the counter to pay up, and I was like, do you have crowlers? And they were like, yes, we do. And I was like, I would like a crowler, please. And they were like, if you buy three, it's $3 off. And I went,
shit.
You have sold me.
holy shit.
This is the correct sale.
you have successfully upsailed me on this one.
Yes.
Twist my arm. and they had a little, like... 3-pack crowler holder.
Yeah.
Which was really cute. And I walked out with 3 beers and I was like, yeah, I'm so happy.
I thought it was someone else's birthday, but today is my day.
No,
right?
No, super, super tasty.
Nice.
And then, yeah, so picked up my daughter and mm-hmm. we went and did, you know, our thing.
Yeah.
The other thing I did this weekend was I live in Bloomington now. Mm-hmm. And Bloomington, as some of you may know, has an annual spring cleaning event.
Oh.
All right.
What it is basically all of the bulky items that usually
spring cleaning.
I get
no
it.
Springs.
yep, they you got to bring all your springs out and they scrub them right fine.
Ooh.
What it is the Bloomington Waste Disposal.
Uh-huh.
Usually heavy and large items cost extra to come and pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is they designate one weekend a year where you could just put all your bulky items, your couches, your mattresses, your big lazy boy armchairs and stuff. You can put all that stuff out on the curb and they'll take it for free.
Nice.
They just
dang.
And so over 5 weekends they do a slice of Bloomington, you know, 1/5 of Bloomington, 1/5 of Bloomington, 1/5 of Bloomington, and they slice it out across the month.
Last weekend they do 2/5. It's really weird.
Well, that's the 4th weekend. The 5th weekend they rest.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so it kind of it goes east to west, but yes. You know, a slice of Bloomington will have it on this day, and then so the slice that we live in was this last weekend, and so I went and picked my kids up from school on Friday, and we drove home, and I was like, okay, we're gonna go drive around the neighborhood now. Who wants to go drive around the neighborhood? And they were like, no. No, we don't want to do that. And I was like, trust me on this one. And so we did. We started just cruising the neighborhood, and they were really confused at first, not really understanding what we were doing. And they slowly started to catch on. and by the end of it, they were, you know, they were like noticing trends. You know, they were like, there's an awful lot of office chairs out here. Mm-hmm. It was like, you're absolutely right. Office chairs, they break easily. And so that's something that people often have to get rid of.
Yeah.
And so it was like they were realizing these things, and they were, you know, a lot of construction material they would notice, or a lot of fridges, too. Refrigerators were out there. Huh. But we would stop, and I would slow down, and I... a pile, and the kids would try to guess what it was that I was looking at, and it was fun. We made a game out of it.
Yeah,
it was
nice.
A lot of fun.
Did you find any chairs or anything that you were?
I didn't really have anything in particular I was looking for this time around. Like in the past, it was like I need it like a lazy boy or a couch,
need a table,
or a table or something like that. And I still have some things that I've gotten in past years.
Mm-hmm.
But this time,
like
it was just kind of like, I don't know what, I just want to see
you
what's
were on
there.
The curb, but I was on the corner.
Had to pay extra for Jenna.
Yeah.
But I found
25 cents.
Yep. I found one of those hose reels on wheels.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That is
so.
Good.
Picked that up, and we found a little like patio table, like one of the small square ones to, you know, sit next to your chairs on the patio. But the big find was I found a little gardening station. So it's a small table, and the table is like slat wood. And then there's like a rack underneath, and then like a half shelf up top with hooks hanging down so you can hang things there. But the bench itself, the slat bench, half of it comes up, and there's a basin underneath.
Yep.
That's so cool.
And I found that, and I went, oh, that looks like something that we could, you know, maybe use, you know, either for near the grill, you know, or for gardening or something like that. And, you know, so I took a couple pictures and sent them to my wife, and I was like, is this something that you're interested in and stuff like that? So I took the pictures, and then I got back in the car, and as I'm getting back in the car, a pickup with a trailer pulls up and parks right next to us. And so I'm like,
nope, got to make a decision now.
Yep.
So I said, all right, I'm going for it.
Do it.
Mm. And if mm-hmm. Raiderly doesn't want it, it can go on our curb. But mm-hmm. I've got to make a decision mm-hmm. now.
I was about to say, if she doesn't want it.
So I get out of my car and he gets out of his truck and we like meet at the pile and he's like, what are you grabbing? And I was like, I got this thing. And he's like, cool. And he grabs the rest of the pile and off he goes.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people, what they do is honestly a lot of like secondhand stores and stuff. They do a lot of, they pick up anything that they can upsell or either sell or fix up and sell or something like that, you know. So you know, I heard them talking while they were loading up the truck. I was like, oh, we could probably get a few bucks for this and you know, blah blah blah. So but yeah, I was like, so I grabbed it and I'm like, okay, now I've got to figure out how to get this in my car.
Yes,
because I've got the kids in the back.
The eternal question.
I've got the kids in the back.
Not and I've me. Already got a hose reel. I know reel exactly and where that goes in my car.
And you don't have kids.
You know, just in case anybody changes their mind, Salsa.
So like, the kids were driving home like with their heads kind of cocked forward a little bit, but we got it home. And we got it home, and then Raiderly messaged me back. She was like, yes! So we got that in the gazebo now.
All right.
Hey, oh, I forgot. Fine. And it has a little shelf that flips up on the side.
God damn it.
I'm just rubbing
it. I already told you I was jealous. I know. Why are you making me more jealous?
Because that's what I do.
God damn it.
Fucking Nutella.
Yep. Salsa, it's pronounced Nutella.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Jenna pissed me off, and so I pissed her off, and the cycle of life continues.
Here's to you.
Mine was probably more personal, though. Oh, no, I didn't get a thing that I didn't know existed until 10 seconds ago.
What about y'all?
I have furniture stories as well.
Ooh.
So when I was over at Strike, not yesterday, last weekend, but the weekend before, they have in their very small green space a couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has no legs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as is tradition. So when I was in the green space weekend previous, waiting for my turn to go up or just before I went to sit in the audience, things like that. I basically, my knees should never go to my chin when I'm sitting on furniture. Like, that's real bad. And they were like, yeah, legs broke, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, So after I got home, I took some pictures of some legs that were still currently on my purple couch.
Giggity. She took pictures of legs that were on her couch.
Fuck yeah. Because I had purchased legs, I decided I wanted the couch to be a little bit taller and the legs to be less square, triangular, modern-esque looking. I like something with a little bit of an old world class Victorian feel, whatever.
Yeah.
So I had purchased new legs for this couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been kind of dragging my ass on actually replacing the legs because I've had a lot going on. But then I was like, all right, you need an outside influence. And so I messaged one of the owners of Strike and I was like, hey, so just curious, the lack of legs on that couch, would you like some legs for it? And like, I sent some pictures and she was like, oh my God, yes, that would be awesome. Like, I promise you, these ones will not break.
Yeah.
They're fucking solid blocks of wood. 5x5, basically. They just taper a little bit at the bottom. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's 5 inches, but that's 5 more fucking inches than you have on that couch right now. And she's like, no, that would be awesome, actually. So that got me to actually tip over the fucking couch. So that I could replace the legs on it. And I actually did that shortly before I came over because I had arranged to drop off the old couch legs with this person on my way over here. So I got that done probably about 5 o'clock. And I was like, okay, well, now it's sitting time. And I went to sit on this couch that was now 3 inches taller than it used to be.
Oh, shit.
I'm fine. The couch is fine. The cushion that I accosted sideways with my butt is fine.
Okay.
And the floor onto which I landed is also fine. but yeah, I that extra 3 inches, man, I went to go sit and like I got like kind of the edge, like I can't. Like
like a pinball bumper?
I kind of, yeah. Like, I just kind of clipped the edge of it and landed my ass on the ground. I'm just like...
How tall was your couch?
Jenna, do you remember replacing those legs not two fucking minutes ago?
Yeah.
Jesus. Do you remember why you wanted to replace those legs so that the couch would be 3 inches taller? Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope. My ass remembers now. it's not super tall. It's just that I have been sitting on that couch at that level for like 3 years now. Roughly 3 years.
Sit down? Do you do like squat and then slide backwards?
Sometimes a little bit, yeah. I mean, I don't like... I come at it from an angle, like most people.
At speed.
Well, yeah.
Not like,
'cause I know that couch. I've had it for 3 years. Like,
know it a little better now.
Yeah. Nope. We
It's got legs.
Yeah, it's got some
how
fucking
to use it.
Nice gams now, I tell you what. They're all curvy and bumpy. Ooh. And yeah.
More nouveau than deco.
Legs for days.
Or at least 3 inches anyway.
Or at least 3 inches. Each leg though. So, yeah.
Well, that's a full foot.
That's, you know, 12 inches. That's not counting the mezzanine. All right. So there's that.
So, yeah, I did that. I also...
So it's a foot higher. Okay, now that makes sense
now.
It's
3 inches higher.
Yeah, but all together.
For all four legs, yeah.
Oh, fuck. How did you do on your SATs, Salsa?
I sat on them.
Fuck.
I took the ACT.
I did too, actually. Yeah.
I never took
the ACT. How did you act?
I acted very well, actually.
I did too. We can compare our score dick sizes later, I guess. I mean,
I got a cumulative 30, I think.
I was 29, so...
My
daughter was a 32.
Yeah. That seems right.
Jesus Christ. And my I'm not going to go to college right away. I'm like, oh my God.
Math, I got a woman. 34 in math. That was my highest.
I would never have gotten that. No.
I think my highest was actually science. With math second, it was... Is it like history or English? Something knocked me down because I am a slow ass writer.
Yeah.
Y'all were talking about how you just like write a story straight through, and I do that now. But back in the day, they're like writing a 1,500 word essay on this, and I'm like, I can't compile notes. I haven't had time to ruminate. Yeah. I can't whatever, and they're just like, meh. Yeah. Anytime they're like write, plus my writing is shit. So. My handwriting, not the content of my words. Always, sometimes. So I replaced the legs on my couch and donated the other legs to Strike Theater. Future gen- I'm just going to
donate. You donated a couch? Just the legs?
Just the legs.
What did you do with the rest of the couch? I kept it. I had different legs.
But now here's the thing, though, is that my couch and my two right wing back chairs and my ottoman are all the same height.
Your chairs are both right wing?
I when I went to pick them up, because I got them for free off of like a essentially Craigslist or a sell trade.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, buy nothing.
Buy nothing, yeah.
I went to go get them, and I told this story on the podcast, but the flag was one of those blue line police flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're my right wing back chairs.
Gotcha.
Yep. They will always be my right wing back chairs. But yeah, now it's all the same level.
Gotcha.
Which pleases me.
Yeah.
On, oh my God, the fact that they didn't. Like, as soon as I got those, I'm like, I'm going to need to fix something. And this is the dumbest fucking thing to be annoyed about, but there it was.
No, I mean, I get it.
You know, I don't disagree with you that that's a dumb thing to be annoyed about, but at the same time, when you find that thing that you're annoyed about,
mm-hmm.
it drives you insane.
No. Mm-hmm.
You just cannot get over it.
And what's really amusing at this point is that I know that they had to take the legs off to get the couch into that apartment in the first place. So, in about a month, when the movers go to move that couch, they're going to have to take the legs off anyway. I contemplated just waiting and then being like, hey, instead of those fuckers, put these on instead. But I had a home for these other
just
legs.
Just switch them out and don't tell the movers.
What the hell?
You know, that's totally what you took off at mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. As I'm pulling it out of the packaging that it came in.
The sticker off of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I even kept the original boxes. Yeah.
Oh, God. But, yeah. I also, there was a cut in the back. Of the purple couch.
Mm-hmm.
Couple inches. So I found some purple thread that matched close enough, but I didn't under things so that it's pretty much invisible. And it was right, it was like a quarter inch off of the actual seam. And I was like, if this was any closer to the seam, it would have been damn near impossible to actually sew up.
Yeah.
Meet together.
If it was any further out. It would look tacky. Where it is right now on the back, all patched up, fucking can't even notice. So
nice.
Good.
And since it'll probably be back to against a wall, nobody will notice.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, I've also been trying to, like, in my brain, place furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to get a couple of futons. I have so much more room. But I want to get, I want to get a really nice, like, one of those love seats with the ottomans where you can, like, stretch out your legs, but still kind of lean back and watch TV kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like
the L couch.
Yeah. Not an L couch.
The sectional.
It's more of a sectional kind of thing.
It's like a desk with a return.
What?
It's not a desk. It's a couch.
It's.
There's no ramps here, James.
Why does it need to be 3 inches taller?
Because it needs to match the level of the rest of the furniture. Yeah. I already know the answer
all
to this.
The chairs, if the chairs aren't the same height, that just dogs and cats living together.
No, so it's like if you have a love seat, but then there's also like an ottoman that you can push up against it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To make it longer.
Yep.
But it's not in the shape of an L.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Like, it's the full length of the love seat.
It's just a long ottoman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. So I'm thinking of getting one of those. It's $350, the one that I found, which is pretty good fucking price for that. But then the back also goes down, so suddenly you have sleeping space.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then I have an office space that should be able to double as a guest room.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. My second room.
They'll sleep on the desk. It pulls out.
And then...
It's a lazy desk.
As opposed to a sit-stand.
I hate everybody on this podcast, including myself
right
now.
It's the same height as the couch.
Because I made this decision. But then also I think... I was talking about the sunroom for my sewing room, but I think that's actually going to go into that awkward space in the basement I was talking about where I didn't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Because then it'll be closer to the washer dryer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to launder linens before you work with them.
Yeah.
And the rest of my crafting stuff.
And if you're doing any dyeing or anything like that, it's right there.
The deep sink is right there. It'll have more space to put all of my fabrics and such. So then I think the sunroom is just going to become like a sitting reading room.
Get yourself a papasan and...
Yeah, but I might also get one of those like kind of the where the arms can go down. So you've also got like a really awkward spare extra bed.
The arms go down. I don't think I'm familiar with these ones.
Like a click clack.
That sounds right.
It's a couch where the arms mechanically fold up, and you can fold them down.
Yes. And I mean, it's not mechanical. This is like, it's based on the it's a manual, not a stick, but, what? No.
By mechanical, he doesn't mean like motors. He means it has a mechanism.
Mechanism that,
like a futon back, but on the arms as opposed to the back.
I have never seen one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them.
My buddy Nathan got one after Pretzel Dog from the old podcast. Got one after we firmly wedged his old couch in a stairway and couldn't get it out.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That poor stairway.
It's still there.
To this day.
God damn never it. Heard from again.
So I have a lot of furniture I need to get because I have a lot more house. I've got basically three times the size if I'm including that basement, which I probably should.
Yeah, because you went from, like,
I have 600 square feet right now.
Yeah, you went from a bedroom, a living room, and a kitchen.
Yep.
To...
Well, and a bathroom.
I suppose.
I am allowed to use a toilet and shower, so that's good.
I thought
you just
used the sink, so...
When I'm in a hurry.
Still.
Now I've got, like... three rooms on the upstairs with a full bath. I've got living room, dining room, kitchen with a half bath on the main floor.
Nice.
And then I have an entire fucking basement. I'm just like, furniture everywhere!
Just put all of your furniture in like three or four rooms on the first floor and then just have upstairs empty.
And a pair of roller skates hanging up on the wall. Have fun.
Just something random.
But this is important to me because I like having, especially living where I will be near Uptown in the Lynn Lake area, if there are people, friends of mine, not just random strangers, but like friends that need a place to crash because they were out on the town drinking or whatever.
You could turn one of the bedrooms into an art gallery.
Maybe.
Not no.
Yeah. File that one away.
Yeah.
I think I want to get like a sky chair for the front porch because that would be lovely. I already know my shoe sitting thing is going on the front porch because I don't really want shoes in the inside with all of that gorgeous wood.
Yeah. So if anybody knows where Jenna lives, free shoes.
If anybody wants to get rid of furniture that's exactly the right height as her chairs.
No, I can replace the legs. What I need is the foldability and the functionability.
Okay.
We've already learned that I can just swap out legs and apparently find places for the other ones. Well,
I'm concerned about what's going to happen if you fall off too many things.
Well, I feel like this first one was kind of like the rough go of it, and then like from here on out, I will just expect.
Yeah, it'll
and
be
so
just
then
like
when I go to
bike.
Sit, it's going to be a hard sit, but at least it'll be on a
the
cushion.
The more time
so.
She sits on it, the higher her stats will get until eventually she's mastered it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh man,
like 3 inches higher? Is that how much higher my stats will get?
If I see the new legs that Jen has put on her couch, I'm going to buy exactly matching ones that are just a few inches shorter.
And a few that are just a little taller. Just every time you go over there, swap it out.
She's going to go to sit back on it and just like end up in the wall.
You are not invited to my house. Everybody
that
else
is. That is a fucking brilliant prank. Oh,
Troy to Troy, if you come to visit, you can come to my house, but James can't.
I'd enlist Joe. He would absolutely help.
He would. I need to reconsider a few things in my life right now.
Oh,
what about you, James?
Any furniture stories?
Jax was working in the dealer's room at a local convention. It seemed really nice. Minicon, you are aware of.
I was raised there, yes.
Yes, I The early days of AON, you regaled us with stories of Minicon.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
So
pretty sure I know which stories those were. I'm just going to drink to forget.
So, yeah, I was their transportation to and from, so I would drop them off with their little, like, scooter that they have now. Yeah, they would go and kick ass selling their art. And they said that they had an absolute fucking blast because the moment that they were working on a commission, people would come up to the table and be like, oh, you do custom work? Can you do this? And they'd be like, yeah.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Quite literally, you're watching me do it. Yes, I can.
Yeah. No, this is a one-off. I just figured I'd stop with this one and never do it again. No,
I can, but for you...
Only if it's to make legs for Jenna's couch. Yes. So, yeah, no, they had a phenomenal weekend, and I held down the fort. Like, I had people visit, but I just had, like, a nice, chill weekend.
Oh, nice.
Visited my parents over Easter for a little longer than intended, so it was, you know, visiting my parents, and...
yeah.
We got to watch Turning Red with my parents, and I actually realized that... My mom has a lot of internalized generational trauma that she didn't pass on, which is weird. One of the comments that I've liked online every time I see it is like with the first few Pixar movies, it was all about, you know, what if a mouse could cook and what if, you know, cars could talk. And the last three have been, what if your parents apologized?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Joe talks about how he won't watch Pixar because it's all traumatizing.
Yes.
And we actually had this conversation with somebody last weekend. Mm-hmm. And he was and this person was like, what do you have against Pixar? Like, what did Pixar do to you? And Joe goes, Up.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, fuck, that was horrible, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's legitimate.
And the little kid's dad never came back? Fuck. Yep. Joe's like, yeah, you mean the fat little Asian kid whose dad never came back?
Oof.
Yeah. And then this guy was just sad afterwards.
Yeah.
Hey. Joe's like, have a good time at the second half of the grief show.
This is why you should never talk to Joe.
I mean...
And always enlist him for your couch leg projects.
Also that.
Anyway, Pixar is what caught me on that.
Just fucking... Had a nice weekend. Read a lot. Tried to catch up on chores. Failed at that, but did not fail at just, I don't know, relaxing a little bit.
Hmm.
I got some good news that until it's confirmed, like handshakes and that kind of stuff. I don't want to jinx it, so. I'll wait to announce it for after I've got everything all.
He won the lottery, and he's never coming back.
Not even close to winning the lottery. Plus, I would still come back here. Do you know the amount of time that I can spend just, I don't know, doing whatever the fuck it is that I do here?
He would still podcast. He would just walk in here with really expensive equipment and do the whole setup over.
Yeah, he would.
I mean, functionally,
at that point,
that's
if he's paying for everything, whatever.
And it would be
three times as complicated as it is now, when I would say, fuck it, you're dealing with it.
This was my solution.
I know.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
All right. And it's a good one.
This is a very good one. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you had a budget.
It's so adorable.
I mean, this is a budget. This is it's good. It's salsa. What the fuck? All right.
Have you met me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ. I have been waiting 10 goddamn years.
And that, I said, now Jenna never had to call.
Even say it to you.
I don't care. I'm taking it.
Yeah. Splash damage. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Now she doesn't have to come back to podcasting. She was just waiting for that.
That's it. I'm out. Thanks, everybody.
Closure. Finally, closure.
And on that note, do we want to take a break?
I suppose we could do that.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Are we ready?
No.
James, are you ready?
For what?
For the podcast. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And we are certifiable.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeesh.
Yeah, I've been... So, I am a project management professional. I am a certified project management professional.
This is a complete surprise to me.
I know. Shocked, right? Yeah. You don't just start off as good as I am, although I did.
Right.
But, like, also they have certifications.
Oh, no, you're a project manager. I think James told me that once.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had just started cooking some onions and garlic.
I hate you so much. Yeah. So fucking much. Okay, so I actually posted about this earlier today. So here's the thing. I am a certified project management professional. It's the PMP certification. And I have to re-up it every 3 years. It is very prestigious. I know.
Pinkies out.
And how. But it's getting the damn thing was a fucking nightmare in a year-long process.
Jesus.
I had to take a class, and then like 6 months later, I took it again.
Ugh.
Okay, so... First, let me tell you all about the PMP certification. Things nobody ever wanted to know, but here we are.
Tell us how to become a pimp.
Done with PMP, yeah, you know
my
me.
My pimp hand is strong.
PMP, you know me.
No, so first you have to apply to even be able to take the classes.
Jesus.
For studying, and it's through the Project Management Institute, which oversees project management stuff, I guess.
It is a very well-run program.
Oh my God. they have Gantt charts like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, everybody eats lunch at the pivot tables.
I have to imagine that they just have their curriculum just spreadsheeted to within an inch of its life.
No, they do have... Okay, so the Project Management Institute, the PMI, has a book. It's called the PMBOK, the Project Management Book of Knowledge.
Jesus.
It talks about 5 different procedures over 11 different knowledge areas, and it's all in this, like, chart thing. And in order to pass the PMP test, you have to know those fucking processes. I think it's, like, 47 goddamn processes. Yeah, so you have to apply to even go to the class, and then you're spending 40 hours in this class learning as much about this fucking book as you can. And this book, like, I don't remember which version they're up to now, if it's like 6 or maybe 7, 8, 17, I don't know. but, like, I want you to picture the heaviest textbook you got in college. Add another pound to that bitch. It is, it's fucking, like, they're gonna have to separate that thing out into volumes soon. There's just no way.
And then they're gonna cross-reference them, which will require a third volume.
Yes. and proper documentation.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Just
but
enough.
But it will all be fucking neat and orderly and done on time.
Yeah. No. So I spent 40 hours in this class to learn as much as I could. Then I did my own external study, flashcards, memorizing formulas, oh God, which area of process happens before, which thing has to happen first, and which things might not happen first that you have to be able to account for over the course of a project. It's fucking unreal. So I spent probably about 150 hours of my own study. And then I went back and audited that class. Because you can do that for like the first year. And I did that shortly before I took my test.
Just kind of make sure it's stuck and see where you have holes in your knowledge.
Yeah. This test, I think it's 200 questions. You get 4 hours. They check bags and ID at the door. They have a metal detector. Sure, it is impressive. Yeah. And you go and nobody passes it the first time. Nobody passes it the first time. I passed it the first time.
Sure as fuck did.
Fuck yeah.
My not surprised face.
Definitive proof that Jenna is nobody.
In like the Odysseus kind of way?
Well, yes. What did you think I meant?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought you meant like a floating head. Go on.
Yeah. So I spent probably the better part of a year and a half getting this goddamn certificate.
Fuck.
So then you have to re-up it every few years. Every 3 years you have to have continuing education credits. They call them PDUs. Various certificates have their own version of whatever. And so I'm going through the PDU process right now. And they have to be certified through the PMI. And I'm just like, my certificate, I need to get all these PDUs in by May 5th.
Holy shit.
I need 60 of them. I could have started this process much earlier. I didn't. It'll be fine. I'm already in a course.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Be absolutely fine. Don't worry, it'll be fine. It'll be
fine. No, but it's, and there's a lot of things you can just do online to accrue these continuing education things. And I'll be 2 more weeks, I'll be fine. So the fun story comes, where I got an email from the PMI. And that was like, hey, we've got this, 2-day workshop thing. If you're interested in this. And so I look into this. And it's not from the Project Management Institute. It's from the Property Management Institute. And they're doing a 2-day long thing about housing costs and what percentages you should do for which thing for And I was like, oh, man, it's the wrong PMI.
Can you imagine showing up for your PMP test, having studied for the PMI?
I've been turned into a cow. Can I go home?
Just like start talking about like fucking Agile or something like that. And it's just like, this has nothing to do with roofing.
Oh, God. Actually,
I spent last night cramming on boilers.
The Project Management Institute isn't just about technology, which is what we all think about.
Like
they do actually have project managers that specialize in housing stuff. So I'd hate to be that project manager. Or maybe that would be just fine. Maybe they'd be like
a housing project manager would get certifications from both PMI institutes.
But like. So here's the thing. I posted about this today, and one of my friends was like, I didn't know there were certifications for project managers. I work with project managers all the time, and they probably could have used that. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
There's like fucking 20 of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
I just have the one. I used to have my Scrum Master certification too, but that's like 2 days of playing with like pipe cleaners. So like, I'm pretty sure I could do that again real quick if I needed.
I feel like Scrum Master is the one that most people are familiar with.
Yeah. Well, because it's
in
not
our technology line of work. Yeah, sure.
Right. And it's important because like the PMP focuses on all of the possible things that could happen over the course of. And includes different methodologies and ways of thinking about it. They tend to be more waterfall focused, which is actually called something else, but we all know it as waterfall, so fuck it. But yeah, like Agile is just one methodology that the PMI will focus on. And they do actually have very specific PMP's Scrum Master certifications that you can get too, like
sub-certifications
or like agile focused PMP type thing or whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of places prefer waterfall because of something we call critical path, gentlemen.
Oh, we're about to get a fucking education, James.
All right.
So when you go to timeline out a project,
all right, we do need to keep this under an hour and a half, so.
Fuck. When you go to timeline out a project.
Yeah.
There are certain things that have to happen before other things can happen, right? You can't just.
Yeah.
My favorite example was a tech director who was like, look, you can't just take a pregnancy, split it between 9 women, and have a baby in a month. That's not how this works.
That's fucking amazing.
And I'm like, that is beautiful, and I am keeping that. Thank you for that gem.
Although that would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm writing
God,
that short story
signing
now.
In
Look,
for that.
If IKEA thought they could do it, you'd get that and an Allen wrench.
So the critical path is basically given all of the things that we need to have happen and what needs to happen before the other things can happen, what is the shortest amount of time that you can get something done? That's the critical path. And what are the risks that could happen to any of these things that's going to push out everything else, right? That's your critical path. But I'm listening to this guy talk about critical path for one of my PDUs. And then there are other tasks that can exist in a project that do not have to happen within the critical path. They can kind of happen, you know, maybe it has to happen before this one thing you can just get done at some point, right?
A side quest.
Yeah. They call them floater tasks.
Oh.
But they don't always say tasks. They'll just say floaters.
Oh.
And I'm listening to this incredibly important adult certification course to better understand my craft, and giggling every other minute when this guy says floaters. And I lost my fucking shit when this guy said, sometimes you'll have a floater hanging off of a floater. And I'm just like, I'm dead. I'm fucking dead. Oh, my God.
I really feel like they missed an opportunity to call this main quest and side quest.
I mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll come up with the nerd version of project management, and we can we can figure this shit out.
Project management for nerds.
FFPMP.
Oh.
MMORPMP.
Yep, that's the one.
Nice.
MMORPMP. Yep. All right.
Anyway.
So yeah, that's all been stuff that I've been dealing with. And I honestly, like, I'm kind of glad I have to have it all done by the 5th of May, because the rest of the month is going to be my moving stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just project managed my own fucking life right now with my own timelines and what needs to happen. Yeah, I'm just like, why am I doing all of this? It's instinctual. Yeah. It just happens for me.
It's in your very DNA at this point.
Yeah. Well, and I've always kind of had that focus, but like...
Certainly, yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I'm pretty fucking good at what I do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. having words to be able to talk about this with other people in the industry is really kind of a big reason to have that.
Like floaters.
Floaters. Seriously, I'm just dying this entire time. And like, I had booked myself into a quiet room while I was going over this stuff while I'm like working. And I'm just like...
Some projects are flush with floaters.
Oh, God damn it. It's true. It's true. So yeah, that's...
And if it's not properly managed, it can just swirl around.
Yeah. Oh God, I hate swirl.
Yeah.
That is another fucking term that we use, isn't it? And I feel like we've got a lot of swirl on this one. I think we need to meet and work this shit out.
No, meat's gonna make it worse.
I feel like we've gone back into property management here.
I really feel like we should just plunge ahead.
Yep.
Oh God. I might make this a personal mission now just to see how many times I can throw those things into meetings and see if anybody bats a fucking eye.
We just got to get all the floaters into one bowl and...
But you don't want to overwork people, otherwise you'll get drained.
Oh, God. So anyway, yeah, that's basically been what I've been working on.
Delightful.
When I'm not working on anything fucking else.
Getting your hoity-toity piece of paper.
I'll work my ass off for that piece of paper. I want to keep it.
How often do you need to re-up it?
Every 3 years.
It is three. Okay.
Yep.
It's the same for the A-plus certification?
Uh-huh. A lot of certifications are 3 years. Some are four.
Okay. Like, my wife just recently asked me if I wanted to get my A-plus certification. Because I've talked about it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And... The thing that I kind of realized is the certification is nice to have, but I don't need it right now.
Sure.
And when I do need it, I don't have it. Like, I don't want to leave my job in the next 3 years. I want to stay at my job. I want to keep doing my job. And so I feel like... Part of me is just like, if I get the certification, that's a lot of time and effort and money for a piece of paper that in 3 years I'm going to have to do again, and nobody at my job is going to care. And then, so I'm just like, I just feel like it's not worth my time and money. But I mean, then that moment happens where I get downsized and I'm looking for a job and I'm like, fuck, that'd be really nice to have right now.
Yeah.
Well, but also, I don't have time to get it right now because I need to find a fucking job.
You need to find a job.
And then I find a job and I'm like, well, I've got a job now. I don't need that now.
I mean, I will say for re-upping most certifications in any field, it's usually not nearly as drastic a thing as the first time
around.
Sure,
you already know most of it, but it's still up.
Well, even the process. Like, I need 60 PDUs. That is not taking a fucking 200-question test. That's not hours of study, and I don't have to reprove myself. I just need to have the learning credits.
Right. But, I mean, it's still there's still a time and money cost for that. And it's just like, is that what I want to focus my time and finances on?
Sure, that's fair.
And
you are a new homeowner, so,
exactly. Yeah. You know, and so I just keep going back and forth on it. Should I do this or not? Because on the one hand, again, it would be nice to have, but but is it going to be worth my time and money if I'm just going to be at this job for the next decade?
Well, and I was I was looking at, because I'm starting to do a lot more business operations than project management proper, and there's a fuck ton of overlap.
Sure.
And I was like, well, what kind of certifications exist out there for business operations? And half of them were project management certifications.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Three of which I've at least attempted, if not succeeded, in gaining at some point in my life. So I'm just like, so do I want to get another? I think the one that caught my eye was the COM, Content Operations Management or something like that. I don't remember specifically what the acronym stood for, but... like if I want to do more operational stuff, which I'm really fucking good at, is that something I want to pursue? And I'm like, well, I never got my green belt in Six Sigma. Although that one's even more of a bitch to get than the PMP. Fuck. I tried twice and both times, like the projects I was working on to qualify for that, like things shifted around them so they were no longer necessary. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, fuck me. Like, if so much of that is reliant on everything else in your area staying the same.
When shit becomes moot, then what are you going to do?
God. Yep. So, anyway.
Yeah. Like, if I was a contractor, absolutely. Completely worth my time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not. So I'm just like, I don't...
Well, I mean, I'm kind of at a place where I'm getting certified for something this year as a continuation of certification that I got last year, which was Apple has a server technology that keeps track of your devices.
Sure.
And it's called Jamf.
That's an awkward...
I've heard of acronym. Jamf.
Yeah.
No, I have too, but it's an awkward acronym.
just another management framework. Jamf.
I believe it's pronounced Heath.
Yeah. Hamf.
Hamf.
I'm doing it.
Hamf.
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 like Pfeffernuss. Hamf. I'm doing it. That's what's happening. So last year I got my 200 certification for administration, and then this year I'm going for my 300. And while the certificate itself is nice if you want to argue for a raise and looks great on a resume, the big deal is having that level of knowledge when it comes to actually doing the nuts and bolts work of Jamf administration on a day-to-day basis. How to package up printer installs and how to keep devices current and set different policy groups and shit like that. And it's a two-day course, but it's... it was a four-day course. Oh, shit. But it's
where did those other 2 days go, James?
It's intensive. For some reason, I thought it was 2 days. It fucking wasn't. It was four really difficult days.
I feel like there's some repression happening here.
Yeah.
No, he looked down at his book, and he looked up 2 days later.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's pretty highly technical stuff. Mm-hmm. And so the idea
By the time you get to the certification level,
is that you have not only studied it, but you have a mastery of it. You know, same as any other certification, but it's... If you're working for a place that uses that technology, it's important.
Sure.
Because you can fuck up a lot of stuff by accident. So yeah, there's that. And I'm looking at other certifications and other things that will expand the library of my engineering understanding in order to make my job better and easier, and also just so that I can... I have a better idea of what tools are at my command. Otherwise, it's like using a flat blade for absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can do it.
They do have specific engineering project management type certifications, too.
I've been considering, because I do have to... take the reins on projects and design things.
Get your Scrum Master certification.
Yeah.
It's if you're going to, especially if you are in an agile environment, Scrum Master, it is very easy.
Yeah.
They make it very easy because they want everybody to have them they want people to adopt the methodology. So if you just need some kind of a leadership type certification under your belt, CSM is going to be the easiest way to go.
Project management was specifically recommended.
They also have the CAPM, which is a different, it's more high level focused, so I can't.
Cliff's Notes of Project Management?
No, they're no. It's specific to Agile.
The Cliff's Notes of Project Management is still 15 spreadsheets.
Cross-referenced.
Yeah, exactly.
With
absolutely
pivot tables, yeah.
CAPM, it's another Agile-based project management certification. Mm. But it's supposed to be even easier than the Certified Scrum Master, and that, to me, was just the simplest fucking thing. Might not be to somebody else, but I was already in an agile environment, so I guess maybe it was easier for me to apply those.
It's possible.
But I think possible. Scrum Master is a common enough term that when you say, like, if you say a bunch of acronyms that people don't know, they're going to go, oh, I guess you have this thing. But if you say Scrum Master, people go, oh, I know what that is, and you have it.
Yeah.
There's a level of familiarity and
Well, and just Agile is so big in the market right now. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's using Agile methodology. It's the hot new thing. So, like, if you have that, you just look like you're keeping on top of your shit, regardless of any other project management-based certifications.
It really usurped, not usurped, but, like, superseded ITIL.
Mm. I did actually I considered getting an ITIL as well. Because that is very process heavy. And when you're doing operational work, a lot of that is process focused.
I do have one certification that is in a completely different field. I have my fire arts safety certification.
Oh wow.
From the Flow Arts Institute.
Ooh. Yeah.
So I am fire safety certified.
That's excellent. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's lovely.
When I took Casimir solo, one of the things that I really wanted to, because something I've always focused on in my performance is safety, you know, and I really wanted to make sure that when I was trying to apply to a bunch of festivals and stuff like that, that I put safety at the forefront.
Sure.
And be like, I'm not just another one of these hippie groups that spins fire and in their backyards on the weekend. I
did that.
What about it?
You know, a lot of us started that way. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them out there, and I wanted to separate myself from them in some way, absolutely, shape, or form. So I was like, if I put the safety forefront, that would be a selling point for me. So I got this safety certification, and I was actually looking at a bunch of other ones. I was looking at fire prevention safety from home builders groups and stuff like that.
The PMI.
For when you're building a house, putting in the proper fire safety things, like stuff like that.
Just management.
But unfortunately, there's not a lot of fire safety certifications out there for performers.
Sure.
Yeah. So I found the one that I could find, and I got it. Yeah. So I've got that one.
Nice.
So I'm pretty proud of that one. But yeah.
Many years ago, I actually was working towards an interior design certificate.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was entirely, her thesis was entirely about couch levels.
Yes.
Yes.
Making sure all seating planes are on the same level. No, that honestly makes sense.
That actually had nothing to do with my interior design certificate.
Nope, just being a horse's ass.
I got about halfway through and I was like, I'm not going to be able to support a kid on this. I still immensely enjoy it, and that's one of the things I'm super excited.
You can't support a kid if their level is on the different level than the chairs.
Oh, my God. To be fair, if their legs are different levels,
my legs are different levels.
Yeah. You would know. Yeah. It's a lot more work.
That's why he's always talking about ramps. It makes so much sense.
Oh, yeah.
Dear listener, if you have certifications or have any recommendations for us, by all means, please go to the...
how should we get certified?
Yes. Or just certifications that you have or recommendations for me as to what the fuck I should do about my situation. You know how this works. If you have something that you want to tell people,
thoughts.
Do it. Go to the Facebook or the Discord and post that stuff. And we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Dungeons and Dragons. Satan's Game.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
I know, right? Today's Fast Five comes to us via the form.
They use the form.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Tom S.T.
Oh, I love them. They're fantastic.
All right.
Tom writes, opening thoughts. Time to get cozy.
Ooh.
Blankets, hot drinks, the works.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so happy now.
I love to be cozy.
Bundle in, everyone. Here we go.
Does everybody have their snuggie on?
I have my extra sweater.
My long sleeves, yeah.
All right. Question number one. Coffee or tea?
Yes.
I mean,
all of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coffee in the morning, tea in the afternoon, at night. Coffee. Coffee's my go-to.
I definitely drink more coffee.
Yeah.
I'm a bit more of a snob. Like, I will drink any port in a storm when it comes to coffee.
Mm-hmm. That's wine, but yes.
I know, but when it comes to coffee, any point, I will drink whatever. Light roast, dark roast, medium roast.
I got it, James.
Ethiopian, Jamaican,
civet,
Arubian, I whatever, Colombian. I will drink. If it's coffee, it's coffee.
Yeah.
When it comes to tea, I'm a lot more of a snob.
Huh. See, I was a barista for a while, and. Here's the thing. I will drink any coffee, but I'm definitely particular about what I have in my own
home.
And I am... depending on what kind of coffee, depends on how I'm going to doctor it up.
Fair.
If it's Folgers, Folgers French roast, like, I'll drink it, but I'm drowning in sugar, and if I happen to have any non-dairy anything available, like...
Even I will put creamer in Folgers.
Yeah, like, but, yeah, like, I get Velasquez Family Coffee from Honduras, and it's amazing, and I love it, because I am that much of a snob.
You know, Folgers is for camping.
No.
Actually, for camping, I like the... Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it now. The Super Bricks of Doom. The incredibly finely ground...
Yeah. Bustelo?
Yeah. Bustelo. There's a couple of different brands, but it's basically like... You can just... mix that in hot water. It's not instant coffee. That's not coffee.
Yeah.
But, like, it's basically you just put it in water and boil the shit out of it. Uh-huh. And then you have, like, you don't strain it. You just have dregs. And then they start singing. That was for you, James.
Thank you.
See, we bring the percolator camping.
The last time I went camping, with Senpai. And Senpai... has like a full fucking kitchen that he and Mrs. Senpai bring.
Senpai. I need to go camping with you at some point.
It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what AON Con should be.
Ooh.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy. Because I can't go camping with Joe. He's allergic to the planet.
Yes.
And has to have a flushable toilet.
I mean, and man's not wrong.
I prefer a flushable toilet, yeah. But it's not a deal breaker for
Helps
me.
With the floaters. So.
Yes. Yep. Huh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think coffee.
I am more particular about teas, but I still enjoy a wide variety of teas. And much like coffee, depending on the tea, depends on how I doctor it.
I have discovered that I enjoy very specific kinds of tea. When it comes to being cozy, though, if I'm sitting down to read a book...
Hot toddy.
That's a great fucking choice. So, tea... With brandy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Tea, however you doctor it. I'm going coffee, though.
All right. Meat coffee as well. Question number two.
Nice.
Fire.
Oh.
Or blanket. Fire.
Which electric appliance is better for coziness? An electric fireplace.
Oh, okay. I was like, where are you going?
No, I knew exactly what he was talking about because I have an electric fireplace. Yeah.
I don't have an electric blanket. I like fire.
I do have an electric blanket. I don't think that's the context, so I'm not going to go with that. Yeah, if it's like a cold night out at Fest, I would rather have the warmth of a fire. For a while, then try to get warm wrapping.
Oh my God! Yeah, the smell of a good fire.
I got a campfire scented candle.
Oh,
so yeah.
It's actually a little on the smoke heavy and kind of not great for indoor use. And if you're outdoors, you should just be making a wood fire.
Saturday, while I was taking my daughter to a birthday party. My wife was going to another birthday party with one of our friends.
Okay.
And they had a bonfire.
Oh.
And so when she got home late at night, she smelled like wood smoke.
And you just cuddled right up with
I was
that,
just like,
you?
My nose was in her hair. Just like.
Yep.
I used to date somebody that worked at a Quiznos.
In the creepiest way possible, of course.
And she would
didn't
get home.
I think you would do that any other way. So, right, yeah. So let's be clear.
She would get home from working at Quiznos, and I would be home from college, and she'd be like, all right, well, I'll come snuggle you on the couch, but let me shower first. And I was like,
no.
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 You smell like baked meats, cheeses, and breads. Please come here. I
want to bury my face in your
scent. I
will
be sad if you if you wash that off.
So Joe likes a good wood fire, but he doesn't like the smell lingering on him. So, like, he'll go take a shower afterwards. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it so
I love it when I can, like, soak a hoodie in that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You got that one Fest hoodie that just smells like it for the whole week.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, God, yes.
All right. Are we all fire then? Fire. Or?
Yeah, I got to go electric blanket because I built a Kotatsu.
Okay. All right. Question.
Fuck, I'm on the outside of this second one, too.
Huh. Oh, well. Huh. Question number three.
Okay.
Soup or cocoa?
No soup for you.
No, I'm cocoa 100%.
Like, I love a cocoa, but soup is a meal.
I don't like soup.
We've talked about this. Yes. You don't like broth.
I like pho.
Okay.
I like pho and ramen.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I. Huh. That's kind of what my limit.
Like cream soups?
No, not really.
Huh.
Like, I mean, I don't have anything against them.
Sure.
I much prefer. Give me a choice between stew and soup. I will take
You're
stew.
You're not about to go pick at Campbell's?
No.
Okay.
No. I give. If it's a choice between soup or stew, give me stew any day of the week.
Huh.
But soup, meh. Give me cocoa. I will absolutely take a cocoa.
I'm beginning to think I might have a problem because I'm like, you know what goes good in cocoa? It's like a little bit of Kahlua.
Oh.
Some Baileys up in
a
that cocoa.
A little creme de
menthe. Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
fuck.
Yeah.
This is Jenna we're talking about, so Creme de Mal would be right up her alley,
I think. It would. I think if I'm not feeling well, I want soup. If I just got in from, like, being cold outside and somebody's like, you can have soup or cocoa, I'm going cocoa.
Oh, see, if I'm not feeling well, everybody's like, here's some soup. And it's like, no, if I'm not feeling well, I want, like, a microwaved frozen burrito. Like, that's what I want when I'm not feeling well. That's
horrifying.
I kind of get that. I fry Spam.
Fried Spam and eggs is just.
That's a good. Yeah.
That's my fest breakfast.
I want.
That'll cure what ails you.
Actually, the soup that I want when I am sick, which I usually don't have or get, is a friend of mine, Missy, taught me how to make matzo ball soup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There is nothing better when you're sick than matzo ball soup.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, God.
Like. And again, I have nothing against soup. I usually eat what's in the soup, and then I'm like, I guess I have to drink this broth now.
Like, there are times where I'll just drink broth.
Yeah.
As
a kid that grew up drinking broth. Huh.
But, no, I think I'm going to go cocoa just because I think they did say about coziness and not illness.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I think I'm probably
cocoa is my cozy.
Cocoa with some marshmallows and a selection of boozes. Yeah.
Little hazelnut or you know, almond liqueur or something like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Mug of soup.
All right, mug of soup.
Soup in a bread bowl.
That's more of a meal though than a like cuddle in cozy.
Also, it's way more stew than soup.
You've never seen me cuddle a bread bowl. Like a constrictor.
Well, now I know what to get James at Fest next year.
Question number four.
I'm going to show up with soup in a bread bowl for you at some point, and you're just not even going to get it. You will have forgotten about this entire conversation,
and then I will
just be like, soup? And you'll be like, oh my God, we talked about that thing. Because your brain is wired weird. I would have forgotten entirely. I'd be like, why are you giving me soup in a bread
bowl? Probably cuddle it and then eat it.
Probably.
Like a constrictor.
Yes.
Okay. I'm the same way. People will give me referential gifts and I just have no idea what they're...
James has done it to me and I've felt so bad.
My friend,
I know this is sweet, but I don't remember.
My freshman year of college, my friend, like... gives me this gift and she's like beaming at me and I unwrap it and it's tie-dye boxer shorts and I'm like, cool. And she's like, you get it? I was like, no.
No,
I felt so bad because her face fell.
Aww.
And then we didn't date.
Aww.
Well, that worked out for you.
She's the first girl I ever made out with, and then I fucked that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Question number four. Whiskey. Now that you all know my love life.
We knew. You surprised me.
Yeah, I would have written that story just having met you.
Yeah. Question number four, whiskey or vodka?
Whiskey.
Although you just went to Moscow on the Hill.
Oh, it was very good. Coziness. I mean, it was pretty cozy. They had blankets. Oh,
yeah. God, if I am cold, I know alcohol doesn't actually help, but
it does
whiskey.
Help. Yeah.
Whiskey.
Except there was that one cook on the Titanic who survived because he was schnozzled.
Oh.
I'm so That person is my hero now.
No,
I didn't know I had a hero.
If you see my previous spiel, rant, whatever you want to call it, about tasting history with Max Miller, he recently just finished a month-long series on the Titanic.
Okay.
He started the first week, he did a meal from steerage. The second week, it was a meal from, like, second class.
Iceberg lettuce.
The third week, it was a meal from the crew mess.
Okay.
And the last week was a meal from first class.
All right.
All of these different meals that you could get on the Titanic.
That's fucking awesome.
And one of the things he talked about during the history part, because it is tasting history, is he talked about there's a cook from the Titanic who mm-hmm. survived in the freezing water because he went crazy with the rum.
Oh.
Now we know why the rum's gone.
Oh.
Me too, yeah.
Somebody Ooh. Mentioned that they thought it was very weird that there are all of these celebrity vodkas, but that Johnny has never made a rum.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. That is weird.
Now, that having been, yeah. now, having brought up Moscow on the Hill.
Yes.
Vodkas are not just the Phillips or whatever it is you get at the store.
Right.
Vodkas can be amazing, and mm-hmm. I will go to Moscow any day of the week and get a flight of yes. vodkas, because holy shit. But
yeah.
this topic seems to be coziness. And,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I will sit down in front of a fireplace mm-hmm. with a glass of whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Whereas vodka is more of a sit down with friends or a meal type thing for me.
That's, yeah.
Vodka cran at a bar.
Yeah.
That's just like.
But is it cozy?
No.
I did yeah. have
no, a. No, that was no, my that, point. Exactly. It is yes. not.
Gotcha. Whiskey is more of a sink into gotcha. A big comfy chair with yeah. a fire and sip your,
I,
sip your
one whiskey. One of the whiskeys that I had at Moscow on the Hill, very specifically, I said to
whiskeys
my date.
Whiskeys or vodkas?
Vodkas that I had at Moscow on the Hill.
You went to Moscow on the Hill and got a
fucking whiskey. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I just got a whiskey and then fucked off.
Just like a two gingers. If you could heat yeah. that up Jesus for me a little bit, it'd be great. Yeah,
just put it in the microwave.
Can I get a pint of Guinness? What the fuck, man?
You know, they love potatoes. We love potatoes. It's fine.
Oh, I have to tell you about a drink. You go first. Finish yours, because I have to tell you about the existence.
No, one of the vodkas was, like, very distinctly, we agreed this is the kind of thing that you would have as an after-dinner thing in, like, a room with a fire. Everybody's got a blanket on their lap, and you're, like, cozied in and talking. But I think that's one vodka versus pretty much every whiskey.
Right, yeah. yeah.
So,
absolutely.
I gotta go whiskey.
Merlin's Rest has a drink that they only serve during the cold season, which makes me sad because I want it all the time.
Because you're always cold?
Yes. Except for the middle of the night where I'm sweating through everything. Mm-hmm. Thanks, menopause. So anyway, no, but they have a drink called a Nanny's Cure-All. And it is hot apple cider with ginger-infused Jameson.
Fuck.
With ginger and apple slices in it. And it is the most amazing fucking thing.
That sounds really fucking good.
Pavlovian response.
I have been Jesus. Trying to convince the bartenders that they just need to keep this on the
I
menu all the time.
I feel better just hearing about it.
Fuck. Oh, it's so good. And Joe's like, you know, we could probably make that at home. I'm like,
it's not the fucking same, Joe.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Like, as we're literally watching them make all of it, I'm like, no.
I want this.
How do they do the ginger? Like, do they shave the ginger in, or do they infuse
there's an infused ginger chunk that they'll put into it.
Okay.
Just like a chunk of ginger.
Okay.
But then they also have ginger infused Jameson.
Because you said that ginger infused Jameson, and I get that, but then you said ginger and apple.
Yeah, just chunks. Like a couple of slices of apple.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then just
like,
a chunk of
like
ginger root.
A chunk.
Okay.
Just, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking amazing.
That does sound amazing.
It is.
Now I kind of want to try Applejack with just a chunk of ginger in it.
No, I just want Applejack.
Oh, yeah,
You don't need to fuck this up.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yep.
I'll go whiskey.
If only there was a place you can get some Applejack.
Yeah.
If only.
Right.
Question number five.
Five.
Cookies.
Mm.
Or biscuits for our UK listeners. Or bread.
Bread.
Oh.
which is better fresh out of the oven?
Bread. I love cookies, but
the answer is I can't have gluten anymore.
I was absolutely going to say cookies, but when you said fresh out of the oven, I went to bread immediately.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go bread, and here's the thing. Yeah. When I was pregnant with Jessa, there were three things that I craved, three kind of categories. McDonald's french fries.
Okay.
Specifically McDonald's french fries.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
Anything spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo wings, chili, like, and I have adorable stories about all of that, but including there was a Domino's two blocks away from my house, but I didn't want to go down there, so I'd order for delivery, but they'll only deliver if you order $10 worth of food or more. So I got two orders of buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Because I'm pregnant and fuck you, that's why.
Yeah.
But the third thing that I craved was fresh baked bread.
Yeah.
Just warm, right out of the oven, fresh baked bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go bread for that. I love both equally for different reasons, but fresh baked bread.
I wonder if this is like a, not necessarily a food question, but like a scent question. Like, is a place that you're staying cozier if you walk into a cottage, right?
That makes sense.
And you think of like a really cozy cottage.
That's really good.
Still bread.
I'm definitely going with bread on that one.
Yeah, I have to go with bread. Oh my God, an apartment that smells like bread.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's well documented that I love to bake.
I've heard.
And that smell.
Behold the previous 500 some episodes.
I know, right? that smell of yeast and flour.
God, yes.
Whether it be a beer or a bread, is just
fair.
Beautiful.
Someone's going to teach me to make an ale bread that fries itself as it cooks.
Yeah.
And has like a crisp. I'm making myself
more
hungry.
Now I need to eat something.
What I've wanted to make for a while is a Russian bread ale. Because what they do is they use, instead of using grains as their base, they actually take black Russian bread and that's their base. And they make the beer using that as the wort.
Oh, wow.
And it sounds so good.
But like super dark bread. Yeah. I just made, what did we agree that they were called? The egg in a basket, right?
Like the toad in the hole egg. Yeah, okay.
I don't know that we agreed. We're just
with,
like,
but, with no, an incredibly like, dark bread today. Yeah. And that is best life.
Joe introduced me to an egg on top of pavatitsa. So good.
What is pavatitsa?
It's the walnut bread. Eastern European.
I need to try this.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah.
My wife just made an Easter challah. Yesterday. You make Easter eggs?
Yeah.
And then you make a challah and you put the Easter eggs in the challah and then you bake it. And so it comes out, and it's this beautiful braided loaf with Easter eggs sticking out of it.
That's delightful.
Oh, it's so great.
But yeah, egg on pavatitsa, it's so rich.
I really need to try that.
So good.
I need to try this, because the earthiness of the egg with the sweetness of the almond.
Yep.
I need to try this now.
No, it's incredible. It is absolutely incredible.
But I'll sit down just as a comfort food. I'll sit down with a fucking loaf of bread.
A fresh bread with a good butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, a nice herbal butter.
Oh.
Oh God! I'm so hungry now. All right. God damn it!
Let's let's move on. We're just okay. So that was five questions. We're gonna go. Okay. Question number one: coffee or tea? Which is the more comforting beverage?
Tea.
I gotta switch to tea on this one.
Yeah.
Coffee's utilitarian.
Yeah.
Tea is comforting.
Yeah, coffee is life. But
coffee is, tea is comfort. Morning comfort.
Well, there is that. Huh. There is something really amazing about just knowing that the water is boiling for coffee. Mm. But I... tea is comfort to me.
Oh, Cafe Cubano.
Okay. Shit.
That's good.
Is real comforting.
Fuck.
I still think I need to go with tea, though.
Yeah, tea. I mean, mine leans more towards a hot toddy.
Yeah. No, well, it's a tea base.
But, yeah.
All right. Question number two, fire or blanket. Mm-hmm. Which is the more effective warming tool? Fire.
Fire close
hot.
Enough.
Fire hot. Fire indeed hot.
Professy will help.
I mean, there are some very warm blankets out there, and they will keep you consistently warm, but I still fire.
Yeah, there's an extent to which you have to add heat to the equation in order to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, both. Blanket on the outside, fire toward the inside.
Yeah.
That's just whiskey.
Oh. I think I gotta say fire.
Fire. Okay.
Yeah,
we're all going fire.
Gotta change.
All right, question number three. Soup or cocoa?
Mm-hmm.
Which would you rather have if you're sick?
Soup.
Yeah. Soup.
Gotta go soup.
I know both of you are going soup, but I'm still going cocoa.
I know, buddy.
It's fair.
Question number four, whiskey or vodka?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, which is the better remedy for a sore throat?
Whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Holy shit.
In fact, I happen to know for a fact that Tim Wick, as much as he does not drink alcohol.
No, he mm-hmm. doesn't.
But he will have a shot of whiskey if he's having a hard time with his voice.
Yep. I will do the same. I have actually gargled whiskey before when I was feeling hoarse and needed to fucking go on.
Yeah. I've kept a little bit of Fireball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For emergency purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And then for less emergency purposes after hours.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Question number five. Cookies mm-hmm. or bread? Oh, good call, James. Which would you rather smell baking in the oven? Yes,
bread.
Absolutely.
Going definitely with bread.
Yep.
Especially because of the longevity on that bread. You're smelling bread for so long.
Oh, my God, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts on this. Tom says, stay warm in this cold snap, y'all.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. I'm loving it. I know nobody else is, but I do.
I like it, too. I'm just excited.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Which is somehow worse. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to the website, a1podcast.com, click on the Fast Five button, and fill out the form. It's that easy. That's all you got to do. Does anybody have a shout-out?
I have a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to LinkedIn Learning with Lydia.
That was wonderfully alliterative.
I know. Isn't it delightful? Lydia used to be its own thing, and then LinkedIn absorbed it into the LinkedIn learning platform. But Lydia is very specifically is a way to get PDUs, continuous mm-hmm. learning credits.
Yeah.
And I've been doing not all, but a lot of my PDU credit earning through LinkedIn Learning with Lydia. And it's fairly easy and accessible. They do have, and this is why I'm cramming everything now, is they have, you can do a 30-day free trial.
Well, there you go.
So I can just cram all of that and get all of my credits for free.
Your deadline is in less than 30 days, so
exactly.
There we go.
It's a fantastic service, as somebody with not a lot of time, to mm-hmm. focus on getting 60 fucking credits. It's wonderful. And they have more than just the PMP credits. They've got credits for all sorts of certifications out there. So if you need to re-up and you need educational credits, they may be there. So check it out.
Right, what was that again?
LinkedIn Learning with Lydia.
LinkedIn Learning with Lydia.
I mean, just LinkedIn Learning, really, at this point. Right. But I like saying with Lydia because that's what they did. I mean,
if people can Google more.
Yeah, you know, LinkedIn words. Learning.
All right. James?
I would like to give a shout out to one of my coworkers who has been mentoring me through the first few years of being a desktop engineer. A lot of the certifications, a lot of the, you know, helpful stuff, and just making sure that I have projects and know what the fuck to do next. So Brian, thank you.
Cool. I am giving my shout out to the Bird Hive.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited for this.
Longtime listeners may remember a few years back we had a guest on, Lauren Addy, who was at that point in time just releasing an online comic book. Lauren has now opened a store online for apparel that is non-gendered and neurodivergent. And that's, I'm really kind of a good description.
There's like five different things that like there's previews on stuff that I'm like, I need to buy like all of this for my daughter.
Yeah, I really am looking at a lot of these. These sound really nice. But like some of the, there's a couple coffee related shirts, which I appreciate so much. the shirt that I'm really looking at is the Chaotic Awkward. Which is my alignment.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely my alignment. But the what is it? Where is it? Where is it? I skipped over it. Where'd it go? Sorry.
I'm more of a
great.
Lawful awkward.
A yawn is a silent scream for coffee.
Oh.
I love
really kind of want that shirt.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But also the, where is it? Your expectations are not my responsibility shirt.
That's love that very one.
Good. Yeah, like there's a few shirts I'm just
there's
like
some really good
it's
stuff.
Really
on
fucking good. And the designs are fantastic.
Oh yeah, they are.
Oh, they're yeah.
A lot of color, a lot of interesting they're beautiful. They're gorgeous. She's an artist. She made these beautiful designs and has now put them on apparel that you can get by.
So I go think to
they.
Oh, is it they? Okay.
I believe so.
Okay. Birdhivedesigns.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. I don't even need to say buy some stuff because you're going to look at it and go,
oh, yeah,
yes,
you're going to see their stuff and be all about it.
I'm going to buy this stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my shout out. Does anybody have anything to plug? James, do you have anything?
I think Jenna has a cold.
Okay.
I need some whiskey.
You need a hot toddy.
Need a hot toddy. So, I have a stream. You may have heard of it on the Twitches. If not, fuck you. But also...
What's Twitch?
God damn it.
I believe that coming from you, Salsa.
Yeah.
Asshole. But next week is Tech Week.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Oh, that probably means I won't be here next Monday and y'all are gonna have to figure that shit out.
Well, all right.
But yeah, so this is the last time I'll get to plug it proper. So Monsters in a Mirror opens on April 29th. It comes with all of the content warnings. Content warning. Stories written by Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. There's your content warning.
Yeah. Monster in the Mirror.
But I have been wearing my cast is fantastic. I got to do a first production tech meeting thing with all of the directors and technician last Friday, and it went really well. And we found overlapping themes and things like that. So
nice.
I think it's going to be a delightful evening, and you should go to that. And I will provide a link.
Excellent. Yes, link will be in the show notes. Anything else, Jenna?
No.
Okay.
If you want to help me move.
Hit Jenna up.
Yeah, got about a month.
Nothing too urgent, except that in 2020 when everything shut the fuck down. Vilification Tennis was revving up to do an in-person show because that was all we had been doing, called Vil Late Night.
Yep.
Just a late night show themed Vil show, and we are finally doing it live. And that will be on the 22nd, I believe.
Sounds right. And this coming Friday?
Yes. Okay. Go and get tickets. Go and see a show. It'll be fucking amazing.
Yay.
To see this thing and see dumb late night games played live. Fucking awesome. Just close that whole circle. Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah. Plus, you'll get to see a lot of our new amateurs who are doing their first official Vil show.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's a big fucking deal.
Indeed.
I'm hoping to be there. Yeah.
Good. This is still a few weeks out, but I am giving people enough time to plan for travel and things like that. Mm-hmm. But Casimir is going to return! Casimir the Hungry, sword swallower extraordinaire, will be performing at the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska on May 7th and 8th.
Nice.
And will be at Fantasy of the Lakes Renaissance Festival on the 14th and 15th of May. Oh. So still a couple weeks fucking out, awesome. But like I said, it's coming up. It's going to get here a lot faster than I certainly am ready for. But, yep.
Yay!
Starting to get into festival season already.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
So happy for you.
I know, I'm pumped. Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to listening to this podcast. Thank you to Tom ST for providing Fast Five. Yay. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
Pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh,